Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews Movie News.
That's your fucking cue, James.
All right, fine. So, you know, I was really getting bored of the same old crap. So I actually looked up to see what was up with Guillermo del Toro, because, I mean, we've been waiting for Pinocchio for, what, like 3 years now?
He's doing Pacific Rim 2.
Yes, but he's also doing Troll Hunters, which is going to be a Netflix original show.
Is it going to be
off on the Swedish one?
No, this is actually based on a book by himself.
Dang, I was really hoping this would be a series off the Swedish thing.
That's what I was hoping too, but no, this is going to be a book that he put together.
Wait.
That he was reading for his kids.
There's still hope for Dead Snow, the TV series.
There is. But he's got Ron Perlman and Kelsey Grammer doing voiceovers for him.
That's right, the guy who can never say no to anything.
Well,
I mean, obviously at this point can't say no to Guillermo del Toro. I mean, that dude got him paid so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, since he's pretty much in everything minus... No, he is in everything I've seen him in.
Yeah. I mean, he's freaking in Police Academy in Moscow. I just found that out recently.
I was going to say he wasn't in Pacific Rim. I'm like, wait a minute. Yes, he is. Never mind.
Yes, he is in Pacific Rim. dang it, I hit the wrong one. So I was looking up something else as well. There's another film coming out that sounds like it's going to be a little bit of fun. Clown Town. You heard of that one?
No.
Yeah.
I think I saw a poster for it or something. It looked pretty generic.
Yeah, it does kind of look generic. But, you know, I mean, with the horror films that are coming out recently, like Blair Witch 2, really dumbasses. Anyway, this one kind of seems like it could be a little bit of fun, except for the fact that the director of it is the guy who did Kevin Bacon's film, like, last year called Cop Car. Another piece of shit that came
out. Wait. Kevin Bacon still is in movies?
Yeah.
Apparently it's the same production company who makes Steven Seagal's, because I didn't know that either.
I was thinking it was Wesley Snipes, but sure. We'll go with that one.
Well, don't forget, Wesley Snipes films his movies in a penal colony.
Yeah, pretty much. But this guy, he's a young guy. He did Clown last year, and it seems like this one's going to be kind of a spinoff of it. But this is pretty much him really making his name. He's only really got Clown and Kevin Bacon horror film that, So I'm kind of hoping it'd be kind of fun and torture Ryan with it.
I got another one.
Clowns and Bees.
Ugh, I got one for you. Any of you guys like Jared Leto?
Yeah.
My only really introduction to him that I can remember is with the Joker. Like we said, you know, it's a so-so.
I've been a fan of Jared Leto since Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. He's gonna play Andy Warhol in a biopic.
I don't like Andy Warhol to begin with. I mean, I don't give a crap. You made a freaking picture of soup. I don't care. Be original.
See, I'm kind of...
Freaking hell.
I don't know. I mean, the biopic doesn't interest me as much as the fact that he's a little bit of a... What do you call it? One of these actors who nevers himself.
The character actor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like...
I mean, I like character actors.
Or an actual actor.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like that as well. You know, like when he's not filming, he's the Joker.
Oh, method actor.
Yeah, he's a method actor. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in between takes. It's the only reason why I'm interested in this.
Sorry, I'm still kind of laughing at Ryan. You're like somebody that he's not supposed to be, you know, himself. Oh,
jerk.
An actor, you mean?
because
playing a role.
Because apparently Jared Leto, you know, sent dead rats to his co-stars and did all sorts of horrible things. So I'm really looking forward.
I'm actually more interested in the biopic than I would be at the particular art. I'm just into different kind of art. That's me, you know. But
dude,
takes
one picture and then puts it in a different color palette four times.
I get it, but some people, you know, that kind of pop culture, weird at the time, kind of avant-garde shit is good for people, and that's
you mean
fine.
Dumbasses that buy it.
The amount of people that this dude actually hung out with. And the kind of scenes that he was involved in, that's actually some interesting shit.
Unlike James, Andy Warhol, like he's not my favorite artist, but I definitely think this is something that I might rent.
He's a fucking yeah. Fraud.
Oh, definitely. It's not
don't
something.
Cuss,
it's,
but I don't like Andy Warhol.
I
on the, there's nothing else. I'm sure I'll check it out.
On the other hand, I'm really interested in the Mad Max Fury Road prequel, reportedly to be in pre-production with Charlize Theron. That's something I'm interested. I like her character.
Well, now this is the prequel with that not to do with Max, it's just to do with her.
Yeah, it'll be a prequel of her, which will be the first time.
Totally in.
Right? I am curious because I thought I read somewhere that the director who did Mad Max, which is was the original director of the original three, wasn't going to be involved in this. I don't know if it's true. I'm interested to see what happens when somebody else takes the helm.
Well, it's actually fine because, I mean, it could be, you know, it has nothing to do with Max in and of itself. It has nothing to do with the canon of the original. I was actually kind of wondering if it was going to be about Max, if it was going to sort of say what happened between, because I don't think it's still known whether this is actually an extension, if Fury Road was an extension of the original three movies.
You know, that's true. I mean, and well, I have a feeling
this guy become Max, you know, that's sort of the question.
They could tie it in to some of the other movies, you know, where you're talking about Thunderdome or the other two.
Well, that's the thing
ones.
Is if it's just her, they can go in a totally different direction. And it's fine.
See, you know? I actually think it would be cool if they tied it in somehow, like maybe she was one of the girls,
if
you know,
swings by Thunderdome, says what's up to Tina Turner, that kind of thing.
Yeah, or maybe one of the girls in underneath, you know, who was in the hog farm type of thing. I think it'd be kind of cool if they tied it in loosely. I mean, it doesn't have to be a major character. It could be an ancillary character, for example.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows? You maybe have the guy that had the airplane fly overhead just as a little cameo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, is he still alive?
I don't think so. I don't remember. So it's been a long time.
Now, here is one that should get James happy. New Spawn movie is coming, says Todd McFarlane. This is, he's been talking.
I reported on this like a month ago.
No, but this is a new, I mean, this is him saying that back in February, he said it's 183 pages on the script. So this is actually confirmation. This isn't, you know, because before it was just rumor. This is him saying, yeah, it's in the works, along with a new cartoon series.
No, I talked about this.
Any Spawn that Todd McFarlane's aboard on, I'm aboard on.
I talked about this one, John.
I know, and that's why I remember saying almost what.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure we did. But yeah, I've been excited for this one for a while, and I'm still waiting, Tom.
Still excited.
So then you guys.
I mean, I just want Keith David doing the voice, though. I mean, I really gotta say that. I don't care who you have, put a mask over him, have Keith David talk, just like what they did with Darth Vader.
I guarantee that's not gonna happen.
I think they need to.
You think they need to, but they won't be doing that.
They should.
They're gonna have Malcolm Jamal White again.
You mean Michael Jai White? What the hell?
I can't pronounce shit, so you know that.
No, that's not pronounced. How do you not pronounce Michael?
Yeah. Mikhail.
He's Russian, right?
I mean, as long as they keep the pest out of it. I mean, although he did do a fantastic clown. I mean, he nailed that, but I mean, just.
How? I don't know if they could actually. I thought that he actually so-called killed that character, as it were.
Hey, so since we're talking about comics and shit, did you hear that Luke Cage, the Netflix original, crashed Netflix?
Yes, I did.
That's some funny shit.
Have you watched it at all?
I haven't watched it yet.
I was about to watch it last night. I wonder if I'd even been able to.
Honestly, probably not. See, I don't. I know. I only know a little bit about the character, so it wasn't one that I was waiting to go to see.
I was kind of excited, but I still want them to do a Punisher. I want them to do this Punisher spinoff.
See, I don't think they're going to do it for a while. I think what they're going to do is they're going to bake the character in more with with Daredevil. I don't see him doing anything else.
They already did that.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to do more. It's definitely not going to be right away because they haven't announced
it. There are so
many
fans screaming for it, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, because it has Bowman to be Shane Barathol. Or, no, Shane, John Barathol.
Mm-hmm.
I said Shane.
I know you did. I've been trying to switch the name over. Stop calling him Shane. Actually calls by his name.
Good luck.
saying that because it has to be him. Like, it's just one of those sort of perfect casting things. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, like Heath.
Yeah, like Heath Ledger or like Mark Hamill's voice. You know, once that's in your head, it's really hard to get it out. So that's kind of what we're clamoring for. I can wait a while, and I'm sure so could Barenthal. Which would be cool. But I was surprised. Apparently, we're the minority in the people who aren't too familiar with the Luke Cage situation, because it was the highest rated, or not highest rated, but I think the most draw an original Netflix has ever had.
It's funny, when I first heard the name, I'm thinking Luke Cage. Isn't that guy in Mortal Kombat?
Yes, he is.
I mean, literally, it's the first thought I had in my head, because I'm not familiar with that comic. Yes, I know, but...
But that's what I was just going along with John. Damn it, shut up, Ryan.
I actually knew he wasn't in Mortal Kombat, but it's just like... I don't know the character from Adam, especially when he's in that vaguely Mortal Kombat, like, I'm a badass pose on the cover.
And that's when I found out that he was bulletproof. I mean, I literally have been under a rock regarding this fucking character.
So really? So he's basically Power Man.
So when I texted you about that, you were just like, eh.
Yeah, more or less.
Wow.
Until he was geeking out about it. It's like,
No, I was like literally excited for it. But I mean, with my schedule right now, I wasn't able to watch it at premiere. But you just don't watch things right at premiere.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm excited for it now, though.
Actually, I did do the countdown for Skyrim. That was it.
Yeah, definitely. Bethesda has my countdown vote.
I was going to say, video games are a little bit different. I even think than in TV shows and all that.
Looking forward to Battlefield 1.
I'm not into those anymore.
I only am into the Battlefields, and they come out so infrequently that I'm going to buy them, you know.
I'm open world guy.
See, I'm really tempted to buy it because I was doing Call of Duty for a while, and then it came out, and it came out again, and it came out again. It's like,
okay. Call of Duty sucks ass compared to Battlefield, though.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
you know what? No, I'm good with this. I'm good with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. If you have any movie news that you want to
submit it, because we get bored with the crap that comes out.
Please, go to facebook.com/realflixreviews. And thank you for watching our inaugural episode of Movie News.
Goodbye.